Here's your instant analysis of an instant classic in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Ohio State Buckeyes prevail by the skin of their teeth, 42-41 over the Wolverines. They remain undefeated at 12-0, 8-0 in the Big Ten. They've won 24 in a row overall, and they keep their national championship hopes alive in a thriller today in Ann Arbor. What a ball game. The Buckeyes facing adversity throughout. They fell behind 7-0, 14-7, and 21-14, and would respond each and every time. Devin Smith on a 53-yard touchdown pass from Braxton Miller tied it at 7. Braxton Miller called his own number, 53-yard touchdown run, tied it at 14. And then it was Braxton Miller calling his own number once again right before halftime to tie it at 21. The Buckeyes took the momentum into the locker room at that point, and then they came out and they dominated the third quarter, outscoring Michigan 14-0. Braxton Miller with a 3-yard run. It was 28-21. Jeff Heuermann, a 22-yard pass from Braxton Miller to make it 35-21. And it looked like the Buckeyes were in control and the rout was on. Maybe they let up. Maybe they thought they had the game won. Michigan didn't think so. Kudos to the Wolverines. They didn't give up. They outscored the Buckeyes 20-7 in the fourth quarter and almost came away with the upset victory. You got to give all the credit in the world to Devin Gardner, the quarterback for Michigan, as he threw for over 400 yards in this win, 451 to be exact, and 4 touchdown passes. His last TD pass with 32 seconds left in the game made the score 42-41, and Brady Hoke decided to try and win it right then and right there, going for 2 points. I give him all the credit in the world. They couldn't stop the Buckeyes' ground attack as they almost ran for 400 yards between Hyde and Braxton Miller. They had an injured quarterback in Gardner. His leg was dinged up and he was wobbly and hobbling throughout the rest of the game after halftime. And so they decided to go for it all right there. A 2-point conversion pass. It was intercepted by Tyvis Powell at the goal line, and then Bradley Roby, who again was torched all game long and gave up that last touchdown pass and dropped an interception, finally did something to help his team as he recovered the onside kick, and the Buckeyes were able to run out the clock and hold on for that 42-41 win in Ann Arbor. You gotta love Urban Meyer, the Urban legend, the Urbanator, whatever you want to call him. Just call him a winner. He's now undefeated as the head coach at The Ohio State University. He is 24-0 and 2-0 against Michigan. When we look back on this game, what will we remember? I'll tell you what I'll remember. Some of the heroes today: Carlos Hyde, 226 yards, a touchdown, and he averaged 8.4 yards per carry. Yes, he had that one costly fumble that allowed Michigan to tie it up at 35, but then he bounced right back and scored the winning touchdown in the game. I'll remember Braxton Miller on his 21st birthday today. 133 yards passing, 153 yards rushing, so a total of 286 offensive yards and 5 touchdowns. The offensive line did a phenomenal job today. Jack Muhort, Andrew Norwell, Corey Lindsley, Marcus Hall, while he was in there, and we'll get to that here in a second, and Taylor Decker. Fabulous job of opening up holes for both Miller and Hyde. And we mentioned Marcus Hall. He was good while he was in there, but he got ejected along with Dontre Wilson after a kickoff return. And it was a horrible job by the officials as 7 Michigan players surrounded Dontre Wilson after the play was over, taunting him. And Wilson got in a scuffle. Marcus Hall came in as he was coming onto the field with the offense. He got in a scuffle. Punches were thrown. Wilson was ejected. Hall was ejected. Only one player from Michigan was ejected. That was horse crap. Something should have been done there where they could have allowed the officials to go to the videotape and see that there should have been more ejections for Michigan. But anyways, the Buckeyes were down 2 key players, and as Marcus Hall was walking off the field in Ann Arbor, the double bird flip to the crowd in Ann Arbor as he saluted them. We'll have to wait and see now with these ejections and with the gesture by Marcus Hall if there will be further sanctions against both players. Here's what we found out after the game. The conference office will wait until the game is over in the books for the official's written report. They will then review the video and then take further action if they feel it is needed. That, according to Big Ten spokesperson Scott Chipman. That's what we know at this point, so we'll have to wait and see if Marcus Hall and Dontre Wilson will be eligible to play in next week's Big Ten championship game against Michigan State, Saturday, December 7th at Indy Lucas Oil Stadium. Kickoff is set for 8:17 p.m. Michigan State a winner today. They finished their regular season at 11-1 and 8-0 in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes 12-0, 8-0 in the Big Ten. So the two best teams in the Big Ten will square off next week, and we'll have to wait and see on whether or not Hall and Wilson will be eligible to play in that game. If Hall cannot go, that means that Pat Elfin will be in his spot on the offensive line. Who is Pat Elfin? Well, he replaced Hall today and did an admirable job stepping in an unbelievable situation on the road at Michigan, the rivalry, the game. And you know what? You really didn't know that Marcus Hall wasn't in there. Elfin held his own. 6'2", 293-pound freshman. He replaced Marcus Hall and did an outstanding job. Kudos to Devin Smith. He only had one catch, but he made it count today. 53 yards and a touchdown. Jeff Heirman was the leading receiver. How about that? Two catches, 59 yards, and a touchdown for Ohio State. Drew Basil couldn't have done it without the kicker. You say, yeah, just extra points. Well, that one extra point, he was 6 of 6, perfect today, ended up being the difference in this game today. So the Buckeyes struggle. They were 14-point favorites going on the road at Michigan, but somehow, some way, they prevail and get the win 42-41, and those dreams of playing in a national championship still alive, but one more roadblock, at least from what they can handle and take care of, is next week in Indy against Michigan State. But what a ball game in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's why this is the greatest rivalry in the history of sports. The 110th meeting between the Buckeyes and the Wolverines will not soon be forgotten. In fact, as Urban Meyer said after the game, it was an instant classic. Indeed it was. And the Buckeyes now improved to 9-1 in the last 10 games against the Wolverines with that 42-41 win.